You're listening to media from University Lutheran Church and Student Center. We are a multi-generational, Jesus-centered community of scripture, faith, and grace located in Tallahassee, Florida, on the campus of Florida State University. To learn more and to get connected to other resources, please visit universitylutheranchurch.org. We hope that the next few moments are a time when God speaks into your life by the power of His Holy Spirit about His Son, Jesus Christ.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Three in One, who has come in order to give us a Savior who meets us in the depths of our struggles with faith. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, do you like green eggs and ham? The response comes back, I do not like them, Sam I am. I do not like green eggs and ham. Would you like them here or there? I would not like them here or there. I would not like them anywhere. I do not like green eggs and ham. I do not like them, Sam, I am. Would you like them in a house? Would you like them with a mouse? I do not like them in a house. I do not like them with a mouse. I do not like them here or there. I do not like them anywhere. I do not like green eggs and ham. I do not like them, Sam, I am. If you've ever read Dr. Seuss's classic book, Green Eggs and Ham, you know this sort of stubborn, circular conversation that happens between Sam, I am, and the anonymous narrator of the book. As they speak to one another, and Sam, I am, is trying to convince the narrator that he should try this weird dish of green eggs and ham. But something happens. And by the end of the book, you hear the narrator say something like, say, I like green eggs and ham. I do. I like them, Sam, I am. And I would eat them in a boat, and I would eat them with a goat. And it goes on from there. And maybe there's an element there of a little bit of the conversation between Jesus and Nicodemus, that there's kind of the struggle that's happening in terms of what's going on in this reading from John 3, this kind of grappling with an understanding and experience of what it means to follow Jesus into the kingdom of God. There's this kind of struggle to say, well, do I actually trust that this is good? And in Dr. Seuss's book, the switch, the change, is because the narrator actually tries the green eggs and ham. And after the narrator tries the green eggs and ham, there's this whole thing that happens where all of a sudden, green eggs and ham is great. He's willing to have them on a boat or with a goat in a house or with a mouse, all of those different things. And there's that moment of experiential change that happens. And there's something there that we maybe kind of recognize when we think about what it means for us to live a life of faith. A life that follows God into some very weird and awkward places. I mean, sure, there are some other places that God invites us to follow him that feel pretty normal and they feel okay and they feel like, all right, I can do that. There are other places that God invites us to travel with him to take these steps of faith where we go, Jesus, I don't like green eggs and ham. And I don't want to go there. You can think about that in terms of maybe what Abram was thinking when God came to him and said, I want you to leave where you're from. I want you to leave all of your family, which is probably a bigger deal for him than your family is for you. I mean, simply the fact that a lot of you are here, leaving your family back in some other place, means that this is a different story. People just didn't leave their families at that time. And so this is a large, huge deal for Abram to leave. And not only is he leaving, he's leaving and he's going to a foreign country. He's going to a foreign country where, surprise, there are people there already. Oops. And yet God continues to promise him, no, this is the way. And like the Mandalorian, Abram has to keep on reminding himself, this is the way. And sometimes that's our experience of Christianity as well, where there's something where we go, I don't know, God. Maybe I'm misreading you. Maybe I'm looking at this text all wrong. Maybe I need to go and I need to find somebody who's going to interpret this passage to mean something different than what it looks like it says on its surface level. Because on its surface level, when I look at this passage, I don't want to go there. I don't want that green eggs and ham. I don't want your Christianity, Jesus, I am. And it's in those very moments that we find in the depths of our soul this connection that we have with the rest of humanity. That it's a very human thing for us to say, I'm not sure about that. I want to be careful with this. This looks like it could harm me in some way. And we all know what that's like. And when we find those places, what we do is we go and we seek some more information, which is what Nicodemus is doing here. Now, Nicodemus, by the way, is probably no slouch. Nicodemus is not just kind of your average resident of Jerusalem. He is, the Gospel of John tells us, he's a ruler of the Jews. He's a big shot. He's a big dude. And later on, Jesus calls him the teacher of Israel, which is probably a specific title. It's a rabban. It's somebody who, you know what a rabbi is? A rabbi is a teacher. A rabban would have been a teacher of teachers. This would have been like a college professor. It would have been, possibly like a TA, possibly just as insufferable as both of those can be. I know who you faculty people are in here, and yes, I'm looking at you. But we kind of know what that experience is like, right? That experience of going and asking a question, maybe asking a question of our professor and saying, hey, how does this work? It doesn't look like it's going to work to me. Maybe it's going to your boss. Maybe it's going to your spouse. Maybe it's going to somebody else. And you're just saying, I don't know. I don't get it. I don't see how this is going to work. Maybe you're just having that conversation with God and you're saying, I don't know. I don't see how this is working. And so we go and we start asking questions. And that's what Nicodemus is doing. He's going to Jesus and he's like, look, from the outside, everything looks like you know what you're doing. You know, nobody would have been able to do these signs if God were not with you. So I get it that there's something to what you have to say. I just am not willing to go all the way until I know a little few things here and there. And just like us, he brings up these questions. And Jesus' responses are, well, they're kind of snarky. Jesus' responses are like, you're the teacher of Israel and you don't know these things? How am I even supposed to tell you about this if these are earthly things and you don't even get the earthly things and I'm supposed to tell you about spiritual things? And sometimes I think there's that level of frustration that God has with us. Where we're going, hey God, these things that you want me to do, just give me some more information about them. Tell me how they work out in my life. Tell me why these things aren't going to be bad for me. Tell me how they're going to be good to me. And maybe sometimes the Holy Trinity, in his infinite knowledge, including his infinite knowledge of humanity and his plan for humanity, says, you want me to explain to you spiritual things. Instead, I've got something else. It's this thing called faith. Now, sometimes in the Christian church, we can hear faith as sort of the dialectical opposite of smarts. You know, we can hear, oh, just have faith, meaning be stupid and do something. Which some of you are really good at. You know, you're kind of in that, like, okay, God's challenging me. I'm going to go bungee jumping for Jesus. But it's not necessarily that. It's this whole body experience. It's this completely human experience to have faith. To use our mind, and yet to use our heart. To follow Jesus, not just with our skills of logical deduction, but to follow Jesus into some weird experiences of doing some crazy stuff. Like feeding the poor and clothing the naked. Visiting those who are in prison. Some crazy, wild stuff that we maybe are like, I don't know, prisoners, they're kind of dangerous, Jesus. Whatever that is that you're being called into, you know, maybe it's just like taking a few extra minutes praying to him. Maybe it's reading a little bit more of his word. Maybe it is doing something with your faith that you normally wouldn't do. Maybe it's actually going out and loving someone. Maybe it's defending someone. Maybe it's standing up for somebody. Maybe it's befriending somebody who is hard to befriend. All of those things that God calls us to do, all of those things that we see in Scripture, all of those things that look like green eggs and ham to us that we go, I don't know. With my brain, I don't want to do that. But if you take a step of faith, you then find something there. And who knows what you're going to find sometimes. You don't know what green eggs taste like, by the way. None of us do, except for the narrator and Sam I Am. But there is something about green eggs and ham that narrator has found is delicious. And there's something about faith that God is calling you into. That on its outset, maybe doesn't look that good. It looks like a green egg, which doesn't sound perfect. Not even for St. Patrick's Day. But there's something to it, maybe. And that may not mean that it's wonderful right off the bat, but it might mean that it's even suffering that brings your life some meaning. Maybe it's something like a challenge that makes you become a better person. Whatever it is, that step in faith God is putting in front of you because it's good. And the funny thing is that a lot of this stuff, it's not even just good by itself. But it's good because. It's good because God has made it good. I mean, when Jesus talks to Nicodemus about what he has done, he tells Nicodemus that a part of what Jesus is going to do is that he is going to be lifted up like a snake in the wilderness. Prefiguring when he's lifted up like a snake in the wilderness. When he's lifted up as something that people can look to and have faith. As something that people can look up to and say, this Jesus Christ, he was fully a human being. Fully a human being, saw God's things that God wanted him to do. Including the cross. Including this cross that he foresees and says to his father, hey, if there is any way that we cannot do this, I would really like this cup to pass from me. Jesus is pointing out the cross looks like green eggs and ham, and yet he follows God into that. Because it's good. Not because it's easy. But because it's good. And because through it, he makes things good for us. That our deaths now become a good thing. Our deaths become our entranceway into the life of the Trinity. Our suffering becomes a thing that brings us meaning. Our lives are things that are being shaped and formed by the Holy Spirit. And that is where Christ meets us. In our green eggs and ham. In those things that we would come to Jesus like Nicodemus and say, explain this to me before I do it. In those things that we would go to God and we would say, is there any way out of this? But if you try it, you'll find something. You'll find something in that ugly cross. You'll find beauty in that ugly cross. You will find relief in the work of that cross. You will find joy in the pain of that cross. And none of those statements really make logical sense. But they make sense in our faith. And so as you go out into this world this week, may you find clearly the green eggs and ham that God is inviting you to taste. And may you have the trust, the courage, and the faith to know that what he is offering you has been made good in his Son. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this media from University Lutheran Church and Student Center. To learn more and to get connected to other resources, please visit universitylutheranchurch.org. If you would like to financially support more media from University Lutheran, please visit our website and click the Give Now button, which will enable you to engage in the Christian discipline of giving tithes and offerings to God through His church. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord lift up His face upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.